Venezuela has begun importing gasoline for the first time in decades. The country is usually the hemisphere's biggest oil exporter, but a month-long political strike has crippled the national petroleum industry. Opponents of President Hugo Chavez had hoped the oil shutdown would force him out of office, but the Chavez government has shown surprising resilience. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
The strike against President Chavez was organized by Venezuela's biggest companies and national union bosses. But the strike's real power came when managers at the National Oil Company decided to join in early December. Their walkout shut down the wells, pumps, and refineries that supply half of the government's revenues. Political experts predicted that no Venezuelan president would be able to survive for more than a week without a functioning oil industry. But Chavez seems to be beating the odds. Chavez has bought himself a little bit of time with the emergency gasoline delivery from Brazil. This government TV ad pays tribute to Brazilian soccer, samba, and fuel.
Gracias, Brasil.
Similar shipments are on their way from the Caribbean islands of Trinidad and Tobago. But Venezuela's neighbors are able to supply a few days' worth of gas at most. The Chavez government is scrambling to get domestic refineries up and running again. Energy Minister Rafael Ramirez has assured the nation that the striking oil managers soon won't be missed.
La solución al problema de PDVSA planteado por el sabotaje a nuestra principal industria.
We're resolving the problems created by this sabotage against our principal industry, Ramirez said. We're normalizing the situation and we're naming new managers. Ramirez is being optimistic. Venezuela's oil production has crashed. It's producing less than one-sixth of its normal capacity, and exports have virtually stopped. Even if the government can find enough qualified replacements, it usually takes weeks to restart idled refineries. At the gas pumps, things are still grim. The waiting cars are backed up onto the freeways, and drivers will buy whatever's available, leaded or unleaded, no matter what their cars are supposed to burn. Waiting with her family in a beat-up Dodge, Vilma Borasarte says buying gas is just one of her daily scavenger hunts.
La leche, la harina, pan, está faltando el arroz, muchas cosas.
Milk, flour, bread, even rice is in short supply, she says. You have to make sacrifices just to eat. So far, consumers have kept their cool, and Venezuela has seen little violence connected to the shortages. And while an increasing number of people blame Chavez for the situation, he still retains a faithful core of supporters. Emilio Figueroa has been waiting for 2 hours to put gas in his Chevy.
Esta cola no la hizo Chávez, la hicieron la oposición.
Chavez didn't create this line, the opposition did, because this is simply about moneyed interest. Let's just call it what it is, a North American problem.
Anti-American rhetoric is growing among Chavez supporters again after a brief period of warming relations with the U.S. earlier this year. Washington angered the Chavez government a few weeks ago when it recommended an electoral solution for Venezuela's political standoff. Since then, government TV has featured interviews with leftist academics who claim the oil strike is just an offshoot of U.S. military involvement in neighboring Colombia. But as Chavez digs in, so does the opposition. Timoteo Zambrano, the lead negotiator for the anti-Chavez forces, says the strike will continue as long as it has to.
Evidentemente, no pensamos en que podíamos durar tanto tiempo.
We didn't think we would last this long. He acknowledges the strike has caused what he calls collateral effects for the population, but he says the situation could be solved if Chavez would simply agree to submit to a referendum. Still, the opposition has paralyzed the economy for a month with little to show for it, and it's beginning to sound frustrated, even a little desperate. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.